every resource will flow into your very area of need. Some time ago, the Lord gave me an inner vision. In my vision, I saw many soft golden pipes coming down from heaven. Each pipe was pouring out golden oil on a believer, which represented God's practical supply to every area of life. One pipe was delivering health to him. One was supplying provision to his family. Another, wisdom for his marriage. Another, supply for his walk with God. And another was giving him the peace that surpasses all understanding. Then all of a sudden, I saw the believer getting worried about one area of his life. I saw that the pipe over that area of his life was suddenly constricted. The more worried he got, the more constricted the pipe became, like an invisible hand was squeezing it. Now from heaven, the supply was still flowing, but on his end, it seemed like it wasn't. The Lord was showing me that his supply wasn't the problem. It is our worrying that clogs up the flow of his supply. Are you getting this? It means that the more we let go of our worries, the more we allow his supply to flow unabated to us. As you take time to listen to this audiobook, you'll learn how you can let go more and more of your worries and cares to the Lord. And you'll begin to see his practical supply in every area. I pray that you'll open your heart and listen closely to what the Lord is speaking to you today and discover the power of living the let-go life.
Introduction. It feels like our world today is spinning faster on its axis than ever before and picking up momentum with each passing day. One moment we are wishing each other Happy New Year, and before we know it, we're preparing for Thanksgiving. The parade would be back on television, and we would be heading back up to the attic to get the box of Christmas decorations that it seems like we had just put away yesterday. Where did all that time go? Many factors add to this frantic pace of life. New demands are arising in a rapidly changing workplace, and almost every industry has been confronted by disruption. Many are struggling with the need to keep up with new knowledge and to be retrained or redeployed in order to stay relevant, while juggling the demands of marriage, parenting, and church. And all this is happening amid a backdrop of political turmoil, economic uncertainty, currency fluctuations, the very real threat of terror in our everyday lives, natural disasters, and new strains of deadly viruses. The immediacy of real-time communications through various mediums such as text messages, snaps, and WhatsApp group chats has also created a new normalcy where any person, regardless of their hierarchy of importance in our personal lives, has the power to place an immediate demand on our time and possibly distract and even derail us from our plans. It is easy to see why so many people today are experiencing stress, worry, and anxiety attacks. Unfortunately, these aren't simply innocent states of emotion. They can insidiously develop into chronic depression, psychosomatic illnesses, and even suicidal tendencies. Studies have shown that people who are under high levels of stress tend to engage in unhealthy behaviors to cope. These behaviors range from spending excessive time surfing the internet or watching television to overeating, binging on alcohol, smoking, depending on drugs, and even viewing pornography. Stress could also end up being a gateway to sin, as someone who is under tremendous pressure may make irrational and even morally questionable decisions in a bid to escape the realities confronting them. Do not underestimate the destructive power of stress. Stress, which has been called a silent killer, can affect our immunity and lead to serious consequences, including insomnia, depression, bulimia, stomach conditions, and even cancer. Stress can paralyze us and render us incapable of functioning normally in society. Stress is depleting and can completely wipe out our energy reserves. Stress can render us powerless with no strength or...